All set. All right. Go ahead and call to order this special meeting of the Northland County Fire Protection District. It is Thursday, February 29th, 2024. We're a little past 6:30 while we set up IT. Let's go ahead and please stand. Harry, would you mind leading us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll take a moment and observe a moment of silence. Item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comments? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on. Item three, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of this board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of the board agenda.
I make a motion that the consent agenda be approved as read.
Right. I'll second it.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. Item number four, discussion and possible action regarding grievance 24-01, step two. So, very brief background here. The board had met with the union to attempt to resolve an ongoing grievance. That is the purpose of this meeting. We did speak in legal brief, and now we will be taking motions, or if anyone has anything else they wanted to discuss before we start with a motion?
I do. I think we should go over each individual article so we understand what we're voting on.
Sure.
So you have 1, 2, 3, and 41.
Okay.
Probably a question for legal on Article 1. Do you have this?
I don't have that.
I have them right here. So clarification on one, why we're having this discussion.
Ultimately, I think if you have questions in regards to what you think are being violated, this is a question for the union, as to why the union believes they're being violated, not necessarily questions for me, as I'm not the one.
Okay, so we have the union president here. Is there a reason why number one's on there?
These were all discussed at the level two meeting during that process, and now it's in your guys' hands. But if you guys don't understand the contract, you guys should probably ask your legal attorneys what this is about. So
how is he in violation of number one?
Because Premable, this agreement is made and entered into the Fernley, Nevada, pursuant to provisions. It's the agreement for the district and the local. You're violating the agreement, Article 1, that you're in.
That he's not violation. Negotiating with the union for articles?
Your team is not.
Okay. Because, you know, we can't mention names, but we were there on that day of February 5th and also March 12th. And so February 5th was rules. We opened that up with rules.
Well, this is more in regards to the interpretation and his refusal to negotiate. We're in February 2024. This was opened in July of 2023. And we're still dealing with the same thing, and you guys are barely going over rules. It's an issue.
No, that was on the date of February 5th.
Yeah, it's still February.
But they're in the middle of negotiations.
Okay.
And the chief not here to actually say, you know, what we, you know, where we're at and what we're doing on that. And that's why I'm bringing that up.
And this is based off of his interpretation of Article 41.
So real quick, just to reiterate, This isn't about any individuals. This is purely about the district's negotiating team as a unit and the union's negotiating team.
But that's why I'm asking why it's being challenged that he's not negotiating Article 1, and I clarification what number 1 is. And we have legal here, and we have the union president here. So I would like to know why or how they feel that he's not. Because then we have 2, 3, and 41. Mm-hmm. So is there any legal opinion on number 1, why he's not,
Casey.
If he's not?
We refer to the team,
yeah.
Not he,
yeah.
Or a certain person, the team. Yeah.
Why the team is not negotiating? How does that apply, Article number 1?
If the directors want to take a brief recess, we can do a legal brief, and I can discuss my legal take on each of these different articles. So we can
let's do that.
Sure. If you have a motion to do that, we can do that.
I make a motion we take a legal brief to have a discussion about these articles.
Motion on the floor. We have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Take a brief recess. For legal brief.
Recording stopped.
Just let me know when you're ready again.
Recording in progress.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and reconvene. We are on item number 4, discussion possible action regarding grievance 24-01, step 2. Do we have any further discussion from the board?
No.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to table this with the agreement that we go back to the union and discuss changing the negotiation team.
Okay, you have a motion on the floor?
I'll second the motion.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on, number 5, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment? Anyone online, Steve?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Seeing no public comment, we'll move on to number 6, adjournment.
Yes.
So I will go back and
okay. Yeah. We'll do that.